This is Exponent Philanthropy's Catalytic Podcast, conversations with leaders at small foundations. Meet some of the most creative, resourceful, and risk-taking foundation people in the country. In part two of our podcast with Abigail Selden of the Selden Herring Smith Foundation, we continue to explore how a leanly staffed foundation can position itself to be a creative problem solver and spark breakthrough innovation.
So, Andy, if this project is successful, we should see an increase in the number of parents learning and succeeding in community college. Today, there are community college students, disproportionately students with children, who are struggling with basic needs and security, food, housing, transportation, childcare, healthcare. But there's also Head Start parents who are living in poverty, raising children, seeking economic security. And at a population level, you know, the difference between a Head Start parent and a parenting student may just be a FAFSA and an enrollment form. So part of why the project makes sense strategically is that community colleges have had a 10% enrollment decline since 2019. And community colleges know that in order to retain students through to graduation and deliver on the promise of a post-secondary education, as well as to recruit new students, they need to put these supports in place. And ideally, you know, that will not require them to replicate a social safety net on campus, which would, of course, be complicated, expensive, and possibly unsuccessful. You know, partnering with existing federally funded resources like Head Start offers a more sustainable path for community colleges. You know, right now, there are perhaps 100 community colleges with Head Start on campus already. And Head Start, in some cases, has been there for a long time. So this is not a new concept. What we are bringing to the table with our grantees and our co-funders is the idea that this can be made simple, that this can be systematized and made universal. Because while there are 100 or so, there's more than 3,500 community college locations across the United States and nearly 17,000 Head Start locations. So there's a big opportunity here to go to scale, to bring Head Start to many more campuses, to support many more Head Start parents and parenting students. I think our primary opportunity here, our primary contribution to this field, is highlighting that the economics make sense for both institutional parties as well as the clients that they serve, and highlighting that actually, this could be easy. We could make this easy. I think as a lean foundation, one of the things, or as a lean foundation operator, one of the things that I have seen consistently is that we are able to move the needle on issues we care about for a grant size of between $10,000 and $25,000. We are fortunate to partner on occasion, as we did with this Head Start project, with larger foundations that can put more dollars at play. But I do think that there is a widespread misperception among lean funders that with $10,000 or $25,000 to spend per grant, your only choice is to be a joiner. And your only choice is to be local, and your only choice is to think small. And that's not a knock on folks who are doing sustaining grants at small levels in local areas. That's a flag on the play that that is the only thing that they can do. You know, we have seen that while some of our grants absolutely fail, some of them can and have changed the way that different sectors now operate at a regulatory level or at a conversational level, just in how people talk about different topics. For example, sex trafficking in career schools or data privacy protections. And so we've seen, you know, this concept work across multiple fields. And, you know, I'm hopeful that this idea of funding, you know, high impact, high risk projects will spread among other lean funders. You know, we've found tremendous both enjoyment and impact in that strategy. When I can only say how, you know, we think about it, you know, folks come to this work in many different ways with different priorities and different time levels and different staffing availability. What I typically think of at the beginning of any process is, what is the problem? Who has the authority to act? And what information do they need to act? And yeah, I really enjoyed the opportunity that you know, Exponent extended to me to give a talk about that at the last Exponent conference in Minneapolis. But to me, those are the three core questions. And yeah, there's, you know, 12 questions after that. But I think it does begin with, what is the problem? Who can actually impact the problem? And what do they need to know? From there, you know, I think there's follow-up questions, which is, you know, does the information exist already? Is it a connectivity problem? You know, policymakers don't have that information, even though it's already available. Or do they have that information, but it's not widely known, so there's no social or political cover for action? There's no public impetus for them to make a choice that could be hard. Or it could be easy. You know, some things are shockingly easy. You know, we have a project focused on transit access for community colleges where it's very hard to find someone against it, Andy. You know, people generally in the United States think that you should be able to take a bus to attend community college, at least in urban and suburban areas. You know, broadly, what we found was just that the transit community and the community college community were not connected at, you know, local, state, or federal levels in a consistent way. And that's a problem a funder can fix. You know, we can convene, we can bring people together, we can give folks, as my friend Bill at Kresge says, donut money or coffee money to get together and connect and build relationships that can have tremendous outcomes for the populations we care about.
Thanks to Abigail Selden for joining us. To learn more about Abigail and the Selden Herring Smith Foundation, visit the Catalytic Podcast website. Look for new Catalytic podcasts each month. Meet more creative funders. Benji Rue does the audio engineering and mixing. Our website is by Kwok Lee. Our music is by O Future. The Catalytic Podcast is made possible by grants from two Exponent members, the 1772 Foundation and the Blackstone Ranch Institute. I'm your producer and host, Andy Carroll. Thanks for listening. Join us next time.